You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis' post-synodal exhortation Amoris Laetitia on the joy of love was officially released to the public at noon on Friday. Presenting the highly anticipated document in the press office of the Holy See were Cardinals Lorenzo Baldessari, the Secretary General of the Synod of Bishops, and Christoph Schönborn, Archbishop of Vienna and a leading father of both the Extraordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops in 2014 and the Ordinary Assembly that followed in 2015. Cardinal Schönborn spoke exclusively with Vatican Radio ahead of the press conference, saying that the Holy Father's desire in writing the exhortation was to give expression to the Church's confidence in the family as intended by God in His design for humanity.
Rejoice in the joy of familial and marital love. And he speaks about marital love not in a romantic way, not in an abstract way. It's very realistic. It's close to life. It's close to daily life with all the worries and sorrows and joys of daily life. You can feel that he is a shepherd, a pastor who has been always very close to the people, to their families, to their daily worries and joys. So I think the key message is don't speak first of all about problems. Speak about the achievement of family. I would like to cry out. The Church has been seen for a long time as a warner, warnings, yeah, everywhere warnings and dangers and crises and problems. I think Pope Francis just wants us to say, please look first at the enormous gift that is marriage and family.
The Holy Father does seem to have the idea that it's an asset.
Absolutely. It is the asset.
And yet, not without its difficulties. The Holy Father is not without his encouragement for people who are facing difficulties and even have to deal with the dissolution and the disintegration of the family.
Yes, but there is an important pedagogical point in the whole document. It's not only for those who have visible problems in their marriage and family, but everybody, even the so to say best family, even the so to say exemplary family, they all need God's mercy, they all need conversion, they all need the help of grace. And the distinction is not so much between those who are successful in their marriage and those who are less successful in their marriage and family, but how do we, in our real situation, as it is, accept God's mercy, God's help, the Church's fellowship, the Church's aid? How do we help each other on this way? And his key word is inclusion. We are all included under the sin, and we are all included under God's mercy. So include those who are in difficulty and help them.
Observers and also some of the Synod Fathers during the course of the two assemblies that happened, the Extraordinary and the Ordinary, expressed some concerns about process and direction and content. To the extent that those concerns were legitimate, do you think they can be satisfied with the document and its outcome?
The diversity of critiques that has been expressed freely during the synod is quite large, and I'm sure that not everybody will be satisfied with this document. And I think it was never the case. I can't remember any post-synodal exhortation that received applause from everybody. A fact is, Pope Francis has based his exhortation largely on the results of the two synods. And the texts he uses for his own writing have been voted by all by two-thirds majority of the Synod Fathers. So there is a large consensus behind. He is not innovating. He is continuing with what the Synod already had prepared and offered to him.
You talked about the exhortation and the sense of continuity that there is also with another document on the family from another shepherd. I'm thinking of the Familiaris Consortio.
I am profoundly convinced that 35 years after Familiaris Consortio, it's now 35 years, Pope Francis has given us a beautiful example of what Blessed John Henry Newman calls the organic development of teaching. John Paul II has already innovated in some points. Not a break to tradition, but his theology of the body was something very new. His words on graduality in Familiaris Consortio were rather unusual. Yeah? His words on discernment in Familiaris Consortio 84 were something quite surprising. Yeah? His strong invitation to discern the different situations. Pope Francis is very much in continuity with this, and the synod was, the two synods were. Discernment is a key word in Pope Francis' exhortation. Discernment, it's very Jesuitic, yeah? Discernment of spirits. And that leads him to an attitude which was already present in Pope Benedict's teaching. In Pope John Paul II's teaching, that the Church offers help to those who are in so-called irregular situations. He adds a little note where he says, in certain cases also the aid, the help of the sacraments. That's all he says.
Well, that brings us nicely to the point, because when we're talking about discernment, we inevitably must discuss conscience. But we must let Mother Church form our consciences. And Pope Francis certainly knows this, although it bears mention, because the sacraments... Which ones and in what order, not to put too fine a point on it?
Yeah. I think it's fairly clear. There are situations where people in an irregular situation may really need the sacramental absolution, even if their general situation cannot be clarified. Pope Francis has given himself an example. When a woman comes to confess her abortion, the sin, the grave sin of abortion, not to relieve her, even if her situation is irregular, the discernment of the shepherd can be, and I would say must be, you have to help this person to be freed from her burden. If you can, even if you cannot tell her that her situation, marital situation, has been regularized by this absolution, but you cannot leave her out of the confessional with the burden of her grave sin. She finally had the courage to come to confess. That was the example he had given, and I think it's a very good example for what this little note could mean in certain cases, even the help of sacraments.
That was Cardinal Christoph Schönborn of Vienna speaking with me, Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.